I get it. Today, I got the we thing, as you said. I've got a God today, which I never really thought that I had. And one of the things that I did when I first got here, I had to pick a sponsor. So I picked a sponsor who had everything I wanted. She was really pretty. She had a hot husband, and she had a nice house. And that's what I wanted, because that's all I knew. All I knew was what's on the outside, and that's kind of how I was raised, was, you know, you got to look good. You got to look good. Doesn't matter what. We never even talked about how we felt inside. It was always about how we looked. So that's what I wanted. And then I also picked one who was very religious, because God's all over the place, and I thought I had to be religious when I got here. And then I learned later that I don't have to be religious. I didn't make that distinction at first. And so I picked, my sponsor was very religious, and I thought that because that would rub off on me, that I would get it. And I didn't. I didn't get it that way. But what I did get was way, way, way different. And it was totally me, completely almost opposite of what she has. And it makes sense to me, where religion just didn't make sense. I never fit in. I grew up Lutheran, and I was an acolyte. I was confirmed. I did all these things but it just didn't make sense to me. I didn't understand why Lutherans could they were doing it right, where Catholics weren't doing it right. You know, that all that kind of stuff never made sense to me. My pastor was having an affair with my mom's best friend, so, you know, it didn't really make sense to me. So, you know, it's but anyway, I finally got that, and I got 10 years, and I got 10 years because I did the steps. You know, I'm different than you guys. You know, I didn't go to jail. I didn't lose a job, well, for very long. I always had another job to go to. I never got a DUI. I was never homeless. And when I got in here and I heard all these stories, I thought, well, I'm not like you, so I don't have to do all of the steps, right? I can just do parts of the steps, the ones that pertain to me, which is probably not very many at all. And so when I did them, I did them with some stuff left out. I didn't include my deepest, darkest secrets. And I still got 10 years, but I always felt like it would be better if I could drink. I always felt, I thought about it almost every day. When I got an emotion, that's how I learned to fix it. And it worked. It worked right away. It didn't take time, so alcohol became my way of coping. And it was an easy way, and it was an easy fix. And what the tools that we should use today, I forgot those. And I ended up, my life was going pretty well. I found him. I got married to him. I had kids with him. I quit my job so that I could go back to school. My life was going my way, and because my life was going my way, I feel like that's how I got 10 years. And when my life was no longer going my way, I relapsed. And then when I relapsed, I did all the things that they say for relapsing. I stopped going to meetings. I stopped praying. I stopped doing the right thing, and it happened at a little bit at a time. I stopped just doing the next right step, and what happened was the steps just got further and further and further until it was only about me, all about me, how I was feeling, and I was obsessed with how I was feeling. So if I was sad, then I needed to fix it. If I was happy, it needed to last. And how I got these things was from alcohol. So when I had to come back in after 10 years and admit that I was a newcomer, it was humbling, very humbling. And that walk was so long, because I had to walk up to the front, and I was just so, I was just demoralized. And but I couldn't get it. I still couldn't get it, even though I knew what was I knew what I had done wrong. I still couldn't get it. And I knew I had to do all the steps, and I knew the things that I needed to do right, but I couldn't do it. So I relapsed again, and I relapsed again, and I relapsed again. And then I finally got 6 months, because I got a new sponsor, and she worked really, really well. I really liked her. We were doing the steps. I told her almost everything. And I got to the sixth step. And when I got to the sixth step, I couldn't stand it, because that was about me and what I was doing and the stuff I'm doing today, not the stuff that I'd done in the past, not the stuff that gave me shame, but the stuff today that I'm still doing. And I relapsed on that during that step. And during this last relapse, I lost my job. And that's what I really related to, was my job. And when I lost my job, then I got serious. That's when I really got serious, because I have kids, and that meant something to me. And so I started taking suggestions, and I started to realize I'm exactly like you guys. And that was the big thing that I never got in all that time, that I am exactly like you guys. And I would look at you guys and I would say, oh, you know what, you don't have kids, you don't know what it's like, I'm not you. You have three kids, and I have two kids, so we're not the same. You've been to jail? Nope. Not, I'm not like you. Every little thing, tiny little thing that I thought made me different was none of that. We were all the same, and it took me time to realize that inside, all I want is some peace, and I want to love myself. And I didn't even know that I didn't love myself. So now... Now I have the job that I want. I got my license back. I got the best job that I've ever had. I have two children. I'm going through a divorce, yet I'm still happy. And Thursday I had to go to court, and it did not go my way, and I did not get out of there and have a drink. And I still feel that the things that are important to me is I got my kids. You know, that was what I really wanted. That's what was really important. And thank you. 1 minute. I have 1 minute, you guys. So, you know, the thing is for me is I learned that what's important is what's going on the inside. And that's what I never got the first time, was what's going on the inside. And today I'm happy with what's going on the inside. That's all. Thank you.